prayer. I think it's fair to say that there is a rather large amount of devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement who are not living the way that we've been talking about here, that out in the society, having ordinary jobs, dressing ordinary ways, and so on, but still being Krishna conscious in their own ways. And if you have been watching these episodes, I hope you can appreciate and accept that this is okay, that Srila Prabhupada wanted that, even instructed some disciples to that. And also philosophically, that it is completely okay. Because you can be a devotee of Krishna, a devotee of God, wherever you are and however your situation is. Of course, since it's your consciousness, your Krishna conscious, bhakti means devotion, Krishna. So, then of course some have turned that into a kind of movement in itself, Krishna West, and that kind of thing that I don't know what the purpose is, if it is to change ISKCON. Of course it is in one way, but I think that all that is needed, really, is that there is an acceptance there among devotees that you can live this way, you can live that way. You can live in temples, you can dress traditionally, you can be shaved and this and that, and live an ashram life or whatever. Just as it always was since when Prabhupada was here, or just as it was in those days especially, or you can live the other way, out in the society and all that. And it's okay, because we are devotees, and that's surface stuff is not important. What is important is to help each other and inspire each other to be Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna and so on. That's all that is needed, really. And I think that this acceptance, it comes gradually, sooner or later, as generations come and go. So it's fine. But for the sake of the of a healthy Vaishnava community, Sadhu Sangha, I'd rather see it sooner than later. And also for the sake of the strength of the Sankirtan movement, because my view, although I'm very traditionalistic, is that living and acting out in the society, you can probably do more for the Sankirtan movement than being isolated in temples.